According to the UN Environment Program, investment in green energy was nearly double that of hydrocarbon investment last year. That's similar to 2015, which also shattered records in global green energy investment. Perhaps these numbers are what's on the minds of investors in green energy and champions of sustainability, who seem largely unfazed, if not optimistic, about the future of these projects, despite last week's announcement from the president that the U.S. would withdraw from the Paris Agreement. Wednesday, at a sustainability summit, Jay Lipman, who co-founded the impact investing San Francisco startup Ethic, said the announcement's acting as a call of arms for his clients.
You know, they now see themselves as having no safety blanket. The government is not going to step in and make sure the environment's okay. So people are seeing a personal accountability they never saw before.
Cynthia Ringo with DBL Partners agrees and says there isn't more panic because the research shows that investing in sustainability makes money.
The states and municipalities are still very committed. Corporate America, for the most part, is highly committed for really good business reasons, as opposed to a regulatory requirement.
John Podesta, who helped negotiate parts of the Paris Agreement, says corporations like Walmart, who announced they want to be powered by 100% renewable energy, wouldn't invest if it hurt the bottom line.
If Walmart decides that they're going to keep their commitment, I don't think they made it for President Obama, and I don't think they'll take it back because of President Trump.
That's a strong signal, he says, that the world is moving in the right direction. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.